This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. And over the last 6 weeks or so, you've heard me talk about interest rates and how they've dropped. Well, you know what? They have not gone back up yet. And things are really great right now if you've been thinking about refinancing. Do you know what you could get? Do you know how much you could save? Well, you're not going to know that until you call me. Call 844-935-3634. Get yourself an appointment to talk to me. Let's do this one-on-one. Let's see if we can get you out of that FHA loan. Can we get mortgage insurance removed? Hey, maybe you still need mortgage insurance, but we could put you in conventional versus FHA. Do you need some cash out? Do you need to pay off some debts? You have so many things that you can do with a refinance that can better yourself and your family. So give me a call. Call the Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's talk about you, your family, your scenario, and get you moving forward to financial freedom.
Okay, 844-935-3634. That was a good call we just had.
It was. You know what? And it's hilarious.
Good old Wayne.
Yeah, but it's hilarious because it's exactly what I was talking about earlier in the show. It's the do not wait episode, right?
Yeah.
And I was literally just going through the reasons why you shouldn't wait to buy a home, why you shouldn't wait to do the refinance if you're feeling like you're struggling, you know, and you need to get those bills caught up and paid. That is the call that I get over and over again.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to hear that from this side of the wall too. It's like,
right.
They call you all confused and by the end they feel so confident.
Right. Absolutely. But in his situation, he should not wait. He's got the money that he needs. There's no reason why we couldn't get him a loan. But we do need to talk, you know, and that's something that we need to do off air. And that's for everybody that's out there listening. You know, we need to talk. If you want to know what opportunity is there and available to you, we need to talk. So the best way to do that is to call my office and schedule an appointment. The same exact number that we use during the show is the same number that comes to my office Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And we'll set up an appointment with you to, you know, get the consultation on the books and actually go through your personal scenario with you. And you'll have my undivided attention for you. And that's really important. So it's just call us. It's 844-935-3634, 844. We lend for you. That is the number 4. And you guys can get through and we'll get you scheduled.
Don't wait. Now. Hey, can you give us a little tease for the next workshop that we're working on? Can you?
Yeah. It's actually a good one. The next workshop that is going to be released next is
Episode
all about...
Episode 7, yes, 107,
yes,
right?
107.
Or is it 201?
I haven't decided yet because we haven't put it up yet, but it is going to be the next set in the series. But it is all about how do you choose the right real estate agent?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's very important.
It is very, very important because there are great agents, just like there's great attorneys, and there are bad agents, just like there are bad attorneys, and there are good loan officers and bad loan officers. And so it is a really important piece in the puzzle. When you are buying a home and you are a buyer, you don't pay for the real estate agent. The seller does. So it's, you know, if you don't use a real estate agent, it's like throwing away a free attorney. So obviously you want to use the right real estate agent, but it really can come down to working with the right agent is going to help you secure that property. I can't tell you how many people have been writing offers on homes that I'm working with that it's been a year and a half, and they have not been able to get their offer accepted. Maybe they need closing costs to help them to close on the transaction. And, you know, the real estate agents that they're working with are saying that's just not possible in this market. You know what? It is possible.
It's just a bad real estate agent, huh?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Or something's going on.
Yeah,
this is the wrong one. Let's say it's the wrong
real estate agent. Mm-hmm. So again, my workshop is going to talk about how do you choose the right real estate agent. So that gives you, you know, if you want to know, you asked for a little tip, so I give you a tip.
Yeah, I loved little tips, little tease for the next Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube workshop.
Yep.
Either 107 or 201. But now you have a chance because the holidays are coming up. It's a good binge weekend for you to really learn up, get all the terminology down, understand the credit and how the mom talks about it. Really, really take it in.
Yeah.
It'll help you.
It is. And right now is actually a great time because if you do have kids, you've been thinking about buying a home, you've got to think about, you know, school is right around the corner. You know, school is going to be in the middle of August, really, is where most of the schools start. I really do miss those days of after Labor Day. It'd be great if they'd go back to that again. But, you know, for example, the area that we live in, school actually starts right in the middle of August. So, you know, this is a great time if you've been thinking about moving. You need to get that move done so that those kids start that school year off in the same school district that they'll end that school year.
You remember we started in September or something?
That's what I'm saying, after Labor Day. I mean, I miss those days.
Yeah, they got a whole other month.
Yeah, it was always like the Thursday after Labor Day. And, you know, you always knew exactly when you were going back to school. And we always got out in the middle of June. And now all of a sudden, we're kind of on the Midwest schedule. We're going back to school in the middle of August, and we're getting out at the end of May. And I don't know. I don't know if I like it. I really enjoyed the after Labor Day piece.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's talk about streamline loans. Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's a new thing we've been talking about during the week here on Go Country 105. But can you elaborate on the streamline
thing? Yeah, I absolutely can. So streamlines, you can do that with an FHA loan or a VA loan. Those two loan types have what they call are streamline options. A little bit different between a VA and an FHA and what the guidelines are and whether you can do it or whether you can't and what qualifies you to do it or not. Those all change a little bit from, you know, one loan program to another. Obviously, they're two different loan programs, but they do have what's called a streamline refinance. And what that does is...
That's a cool word, streamline.
It is. Well,
when you're worried about debt and stuff, streamline's a fun word.
Yeah. Well, so what's cool about it, this is what's great about it, is we've got options where we can pull your credit report and you will get a little bit better interest rate. We have a streamline program where we don't have to pull credit. So if maybe you're concerned about your credit right now, but you just want to drop your rate a bit, we do have programs that we don't have to pull the credit report. The majority of them are not income qualifying, so I don't have to get W-2s and pay stubs. So it just makes the process a lot easier. It's not for somebody that's looking to take cash out. It is for somebody that is just looking to reduce their rate to drop their monthly payment. So for example, in December of 18, on a VA loan, depending on what your loan balance was at the time and what your credit score was at the time, we were writing loans that were as high as 5.25% on the interest rate on a VA loan. VA loans right now are under 4 for the majority of clients. Again, depending on whether we're credit qualifying with a credit report or not. But, you know, I priced one out last week for somebody that we did pull the credit report. I do not have to verify the income, and the interest rate for that person's new loan was 3.5%. So to drop your interest rate from 5.25% to 3.5% is a giant difference in your mortgage monthly payment.
Very, very fun.
Yes. And we don't really have to do a whole lot. I need to get a copy of your note and your deed of trust, which you would have signed with your original loan documents. I need a copy of your mortgage statement. And that's about it. And we may or may not pull credit. So everybody gets a different rate. Obviously, that's why I don't do this show and I don't throw out an interest rate to tease people to get them to call me. But if we can pull your credit and you've got a good score and you've got a VA loan and your interest rate right now is somewhere above 4.5%, there is a very, very good chance that we could get you into a much better interest rate, drop that monthly payment, and make that process very simple. Same thing goes with FHA. It's again, they all have a little bit different guidelines about how it works, but same exact thing with FHA. If you're just looking to bring down your monthly payment, maybe you don't have the equity yet to do a full refinance into conventional to remove the mortgage insurance, but you still want to take advantage of the low rates today, now is the time to call. We can definitely do that with credit report or without. And again, depending on which option that we take, we'll determine the interest rate. We've got credit qualifying, no credit qualifying. We've got income qualifying, no income qualifying. So depending on you and what you need, there is a very, very good chance that we could drop that interest rate pretty significantly and save you a good amount of money on your monthly payment.
So don't wait. Call the Mortgage Mom right now. We're sitting here taking your phone calls. We are live this morning at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, 844-935-3634. And you can call about anything that's on your mind.
Anything at all. And again, we're going to be off air next week. So it is...
We'll be barbecuing.
We will be barbecuing for the 4th of July. We will not be on next Saturday. I understand it's not July the 4th, but we've got to pick whatever...
We'll give you the gift of country music.
There you go.
For your 4th of July weekend.
For your 4th of July weekend. We've got to pick a date. So we figured that the 6th was a little bit closer to the 4th than actually this weekend. So that was the date that we chose to go dark.
That's probably when everyone's partying anyway.
I would say. It's hard. It really does kind of stink when the 4th of July is in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
It really is hard because you get that day off of work, but you got to go right back to work the next day.
Yeah. July 5th is not going to be fun for anybody.
No,
this year.
It's not. It would be really nice if there was, you know, 4th of July was always on a weekend, but obviously it's not. So we actually decided we'll be dark next week. We won't be on. We're going to take a little time off. I'm going to do a little staycation at my house and actually maybe sleep in a morning because obviously I'm here bright and early on Saturday morning. So I don't get a lot of that downtime. Looking forward to it. I hope all of you guys are enjoying your 4th of July weekend, or you enjoyed your 4th of July and you guys have maybe some more plans today and, you know, tomorrow, Sunday, and, you know, I, or next weekend. I'm sorry. I hope you, but I do hope you guys do have plans, and you guys are going to enjoy time with your friends and with your family. And sometimes a little bit of extra downtime gives you time to think about where you want to go.
Streamline your thoughts.
Streamline your thoughts. Exactly. So don't wait. That's the name of the show. Don't wait.